Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
South and East to West, and all my global listeners that are hearing me in 27 countries. And today is going to be a special guest. We're going to have my guest Little Pimpin' on here, the man who made his hustle in the music career, and his legendary artist, Verse, the poet. But before I introduce them, I just want to say hi to my co-host. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, darling. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, I'm Miss Terry, and I want to say that it's great to be back to the greatest show on earth, Unmasked. And I want to thank I want to thank my professional and very wonderful co-hosts, Miss Terry and Chris Michael Ward, for having me back.
Oh, wonderful. You were so welcome. But because we want to get an opportunity to have Little Pimpin' up here and the legendary poet, I'm first going to introduce y'all to Little Pimpin'. How you doing, darling?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing good.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, well, I know you doing swell, man, you know. But I know everybody want to know about how you acquired that name as Little Pimpin'. But before I even get into that, I want you to introduce to us, to some and who already know him, and to us who don't know him, introduce us to your legendary poet called Verse.
Right now, I just want to introduce you to my business partner and artist. His name is Verse the Legendary. His album is dropping next month called His Story Explained, with an autographed book as well. So right now, we've been working on the promotions of his album and getting everything together. Right now, Verse, his company is called Life Support Media Group, and of course, mine is called Talent Pound. We just released a movie on streaming outlets, Amazon Prime, with Vivica Fox starring Ariana in it as well. It's called Dead End.
Shut up!
It's a movie. I want y'all to go stream it and go buy y'all a copy of it right there online and tell me what you think. It just came out June the 4th, and the movie is called Dead End, starring Vivica Fox.
It's called Dead End?
Yep, Dead End, starring Vivica Fox.
Oh, yes, baby, I got Prime. Ooh, yes, I'm definitely going to check it out. And,
We got it on Amazon Prime, Vudu, iTunes.
And, Verse, let me ask you a question. You said your album is coming out and it has a book. What's the price we're looking at?
Well, the price you're looking at for the album is $10. For the book, for the combo, it would be $20.
Okay, and where can we get that? I'd like to support, you know, my guests when they come on the show.
All right, well, you can get the book now. It's an e-book. It's called Maybe Life is a Test.
I don't like e-books. I prefer to have the real book in my hand. I don't like to do e-books.
End of July? Okay.
Well, you make sure that Trevion keep me posted, because I definitely want my book autographed, okay? And without further ado, I'm going to let my co-host ask the question first, because I already got a lot of questions in my head. So, Chris, ask your question first, baby.
All right, Little Pippin. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, everybody should know me. I'm Trey from the Dog Pound with Snoop Dogg. I originated with the Dog Pound with Snoop Dogg. My father is Big Pimpin', and Michelet actually named my father
Big
Pimpin'.
Shut up.
Yeah. So Michelet, if you ever remember the song on Tupac's album Above the Rim, it was called Big Pimpin'. That was my father's debut album on the soundtrack. He's done many more songs with Tupac, but my father is the poetry man on Above the Rim, What Would You Do, W Balls, Who Do You Believe In, with Tupac and many other songs. So I look just like my father, and that's how I got the name Little Pimpin'. That's where it really came from. And of course, me having a lot of beautiful ladies around me at times, so it all just adds together.
Yeah, because that's what your uncle told me. They called you Little Pimpin'. Okay. You're talking about your dad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Mark, you got a question before I start asking mine?
Well, you know, first of all, you got me all excited because Vivica A. Fox is one of my favorite celebrities.
Right.
So I'll definitely check out that movie.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and how is your persona and your hustle helped you in your career? Your hustle.
How did my hustle help me get here for real?
Yeah.
Well, I always been checking money ever since I was young. So when I opened up my music and production studio, I wanted to have something that would continue to bring in $50, $100, or $1,000 in from different clients. So in order for me to do that, you know, I do artist development for singers and artists and people that want to get in movies. I charge $1,000 development fee. Then for work here, you want to record studio time, it's $50 an hour. I do photo shoots at the company as well from $175 and up. And basically, I just put a platform together where I can help people, but I can generate money at the same time. That's what it's called, Talent Pound. This year, well, in November 2018, Talent Pound teamed up with Joe Myers, Life Support Media Group, and Verse Spencer. And right now, we're just taking over the different areas that we can. We have a studio right across from the Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. So anybody that want to come out, do music, that's serious about getting in films and movies, you can always come to Talent Pound. You can look me up online and find all the information. That's talentpound.com, like America's Got Talent, and the dog pound, talentpound.com. Just that easy.
All right. You got your hustle on. I can see that.
Yeah, I've been working for a while.
It's a great situation.
What you're saying about Travion. Talentpound.com. Okay. But you know something, Travion? Other than making money, and there's a love for music. And so, you know, you also have an ear to know who is, who you want to work with. And people say, well, man, I think you need to put that dream to the back burner, but because you have a little bit of talent, we need to hear a little acapella from you, baby.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, well, let us hear some. Yeah, and if it is, I want to hear some bars.
Well, I'm going to put some of this gangster rap on y'all right quick then, since y'all want to hear some bars. Do something like
say what?
Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. Follow direct orders or your dome gets burst. I stay putting in work, letting the heat disperse. I've been possessed by the omen of a gangbang curse. Cuz check my file, been laying busters down. You know the dice game ends when I comes around. Problem child off the hook, I can't be tamed. I was in junior high with a broke down 12-gauge dragon ray with a sniper's aim. I got busted in to represent the hood they claim. Nah, I'm just talking a little shit, y'all.
I like it.
Little gangster rap. I'll take y'all back to the original dog pound. That's where we got to get it back to that original music.
So, Dan, we're going to ask you give us a little portion because, you know, I'm going to port my damn self. So show us what you're working with.
All right.
Yeah, you make that smile on that little peppy. I'm calling y'all ass to the mic.
All right, this one I call this one.
Uh-huh, it's your turn.
All right. I see people chilling, killing time. The minds must be forgetting what is time. Time is living, but let's break this down in minutes. 1,440 given 60-second segments times 365. A year is what you're left with. Switch your mental state and eliminate. Now, why would you waste time to think that you can never buy? It's just a matter of time before you die. Like it's just a matter of time before an honest woman lies or a strong man cries. Time is something that can't be denied. Most are obliged not to notice time, so time flies by. Surprised like they don't think of water till the well's knee high. Obsessed until it's dry. Instead of trying to assassinate, you should have realized it's just a matter of time before it evaporates. Time has taught me not to overcompensate. In attempts to murder time, I'm sitting idle in its wake. Hating time, but never blind to what it is. I recognize it's just a blink of an eye. My time to live.
Oh, that's just bad.
That's
first
the legendary, y'all. Real deep with
that's
it.
Verse, man.
I like that.
Good. I'm loving it.
I like that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, I got your mic open, Mark. I asked you a question. I'm going to get to Chris because I'm trying to shut down.
I'm checking out Talent Pound.
Right here.
I'm checking. Yeah. I'm checking out talentpound.com, and there's a lot to look at and a lot of famous people associated with you guys. What are some of the big names that you've worked with, Travion? You there?
He's still here. Travion, can you hear him? You want to know about some of the talent that you work with.
I mean, you know, I did casting for, you know, pretty much every movie that Snoop is in, and Master P. I took him down south with him. I went down there with him when he did his 3 albums, so I did casting on I Got the Hook Up, Foolish, you know, Training Day, Baby Boy, The Wash, you know, I Got the Hook Up, Foolish, and a lot of different films that I've been dealing with so over the years. But, you know, I pretty much know everybody in the industry. I've been dealing with them for so long, booking shows and concerts, so I can reach out to anybody, you know, especially if there's some money involved, you know.
Right. I get that. I got a question for you, but I'm going to let Chris ask his question first.
All right, Travion. This is Chris from Ohio. Outside of your father, who were some of the musical influences that you had growing up?
Ice-T, Ice Cube, MC Ren, Bobby Womack. You know, I just, those are pretty much my influences that I deal with. You know, as for R&B, I love Anita Baker. You know, I just listen to all types of music, but, you know, my mentors, I would have to say definitely was Ice-T and Ice Cube. They started it with me. And Run-DMC, you know, I got to say Run-DMC as well, but other than that, I didn't really have any mentors. I liked a lot of people, but for me to look at them as a mentor, that wasn't the actual case, you know?
Yeah.
Right. You didn't really have to because your dad had gave you the hookup already. But let me ask you this. Do you still keep in contact with these artists? Because Ice Cube, I really like the way the fact that, you know, he got his own, and when they played that story about, you know, in Compton and stuff, it showed how he was smart. He wasn't just going to give up his stuff, you know, for, you know, the group because they was messing up. And he turned his bars into music, I mean, you know, into money, and he didn't just give it up, you know, if the movie in Compton is politically correct. By what it was saying, that was a great movie. So do you still keep in contact?
Yeah, definitely. What you said that again, the last part you said?
I said I admire the way Ice Cube had the foresight.
Yeah, I heard that.
To take,
all right.
Yeah, you know, he was smart. He wasn't just giving up his work, you know, and letting the other guy who died, I forgot what the guy who died from AIDS that was in that little group they was in.
Easy.
He wanted to get all the
Easy.
Stuff, and he was, you know, trying to, like, undermine him, and Ice Cube was bringing a lot to the table, so I really like that autobiography that was played, you know, so that was cool right there. I'm glad y'all still keep in touch, but with that being said, young men, we need to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there this week. Yeah, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen it.
The truth can come in shocking form.
I'm at work all day, going day. No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
You is such a lonely ride. I won't ever make you cry. I won't let one day go by without holding you, without kissing you, without loving you.
In 27 countries around the globe, and our special guest tonight is Little Pimpin, who has CEO of TalentTime.com. Check him out. And also the legendary Verse, who also got an album coming out, and his ebook is out now. You can get a book come July, and we're going to talk more about that. But first, we're going to let Mark ask his question.
Yeah, Lil Pimpin, LP. I was listening to a little of your To the Pimpin on your album, A Full Dose with Pimpin. I like it. How can I get it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you got most of the orders. You can go online right now, or you could just direct me. Lately, I've been doing my own sales, being in control of all my sales, right? So I've been having people send my company direct money, and I've been sending out all my stuff myself, because a lot of companies I've been dealing with, I can even go online and maybe spend $50 on myself, but then I never get my money in return. iTunes never paid me no money. I downloaded a lot of things from different places, and I realized that how do you watch your money and how do you watch your product if you're not sending it out yourself? So I send everything out myself. You know, I give you a link to buy from, and I'll put it in the package, and I'll send it out myself. That's the best way that I know I can stay in contact with my fans, and I can continue to reach out to them when new products that I have come out, I can send them an email. So I just try to be hands-on with everything I do. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah. Would that be on Talentpound.com? Talentpound?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I have it. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Chris, you got a question for our guest. Chris, are you there, darling? Oh, wait a minute. I apologize. It's not your fault, Chris. It's my fault. I took you off of a mic and I put you on hold.
Hey, what we're going to do maybe in the future, we'll set up another date with Verse. How you doing, bro? We'll set up a date with Verse. I had him just in for a minute, but any questions that you need to ask, I probably can fill him in. He just had a short time to be with us on the radio right now. I let him go after the last commercial. I didn't know necessarily how it was going to go, you know what I mean? I didn't know if we were just going to do an interview, or I didn't know we was going to be in between songs or whatnot, so we just trying to work out. You know, we about to get on an airplane. We got a show in Minnesota tomorrow at the Treasure Island Casino with Ice-T, 50 Cent, Biz Markie, Slick Rick,
which state you going to?
Sugar Free, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
To? Oh, okay.
I beg your pardon?
I go there.
Yeah, we're going
okay,
to Minnesota tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, Lil Pimpin, since you got a plane to get on, darling, get with me later on, and we're going to wrap this up because we appreciate you spending a little bit of time that you did with us on the show,
Yeah, definitely.
What I wanted to do, I wanted to, maybe you can email me. I wanted to send you a song off of Verse album that we got out with Little Nate Dogg, so maybe you could put it in rotation with your show and, you know, keep it rolling, let people get aware of it too. Yeah, I would like you to do that. I have other artists too, but I'll start with him.
Yeah, right.
And then if you also send me the link to your radio, I don't know if we can hear this interview later, but if we can, I can put it online and let more people be more, have a little more awareness of your show as well. You know what I mean? At least the people that I know.
I'll try to get my local artists.
I'll send you a few songs for the artists that you like in the future. We can have them on the show as well, possibly, you know?
I like everybody. Everybody got a story, baby.
Y'all definitely do.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
well, nice meeting you guys. I hope you guys have
you
a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too, darling. Hearties and kisses. Yeah, say goodbye to our special guest, y'all.
I'll see you guys later. Have a good one.
All right. Be safe.
Right now, that was wonderful of him to be with us, you know. And you know, some we wrapped it up. We're on our regular time, so it's a wrap, y'all. Have a good Friday.
Okay.
And take care. Bye, Chris. Right. Bye, Mark.
Bye, bye. Nice to be back. Bye-bye. Nice to be back, honey.
Yeah, same here.
All right.